everybody. Hey, guess what? Cal Banyan back with you. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. How's it going, Celeste?
Oh, this is going to be an exciting episode. I can feel it already brewing.
How does your garden grow?
Things are coming up. There's already, we got a moth issue already.
Moth?
Yes. They like to eat buds. Flower buds, but I got lettuce. I got my tomatoes are growing, but I don't have any tomatoes showing up yet. Oh, I've got some. I could just rattle off all the vegetables that are out there, but that would just be boring to somebody who's not a gardener.
You should start a gardening podcast.
Hey, I've thought about it. Christopher and I have both thought about it, just because we, you know, he likes to play with the camera, and I like to talk about gardening. But I'm not the most excellent gardener. Luckily, you don't have to be that good to do organic gardening.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I could help you out once in a while. I can be the neophyte that doesn't know anything about it.
You mean you would start your own garden? So we could have like camera on you, camera on me, and I could say, now put that right there, Cal. First you dig a hole.
I'd be willing to have a rock garden. A rock garden would be good.
No.
It would be organic.
No, you can't eat rocks.
Don't they have like minerals?
What?
Minerals.
No.
Okay, let's get on with the show.
I think we really should.
Okay, hey, if you guys are watching this Hypnosis Etc. show anywhere except www.calbanyan.com, then you better go there, because right underneath this video is all the links to all the resources we'll be talking about, a little bit of extra text about stuff that matters. Let's see, what else have I got here? Quick little update on hypnosis.org. Hey, I've got some really good positive feedback on the download of the teleseminars. We're going to keep adding to that. I just want that to be a great database of free hypnosis information. And keep checking hypnosiscenter.com, because that's where I list all the classes. And let's see, one last thing. Oh, secret project update. Last episode, I said it's not just a weight loss program. I actually had someone come up to me and say, gosh, Cal, your skin looks great. Not bad. Accidental side effect. And my wife said she's feeling hydrated and she's getting more beautiful than ever. So, hey. I think I'm going to keep her.
I'm trying to see if I can see your skin. Are you glowing?
I don't know. That's just someone said that just before I came into to do the show. So that's, you know, that's cool. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling peppy and all that kind of stuff. If you guys want to know more about the secret project of the cleansing program, which is going to be great for hypnotists, because, hey, if you like it, you'll recommend it to your clients. And when it's appropriate to recommend it to clients, what it does, it gives you a continuity of income because it's consumable. That's what we've always wanted, something that our clients will like, that they can order from us every month. What a great idea.
What's cool about this is you can add some income another way, another affiliate thing, and a thing that, like Cal says, they'll keep coming back and ordering, plus it's going to help people. But we're not going to say anything else. It's a mystery. You have to email Cal directly or me. You can email me at celestehackett.com.
Or me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com. Okay.
Listen, it's time to get on with the 10 keys.
You want to go through what we've gone through so far?
Well, before I do that, I just want, whoever's watching right now, you really want to stick around, because we have an excellent question that we're going to take from a lady in Singapore named Victoria. It's a fascinating and excellent question about hypnosis and burping and affect bridge and headaches, and it's really interesting and intense. She was pulling her hair out over this thing, so make sure you stick around for the very interesting question at the end. But yes, doing direct suggestion right, the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right, that's what we've been doing, and we went through all 10 keys, all 9 keys. First, we talked about preparing your client for successful sessions and making sure that you know what kind of change your client wants. Believe it or not, sometimes people don't know. They just put them in the chair and they start hypnotizing them and they go, oh yeah, I was supposed to find out what they wanted. You don't want to do that. Anyway, we're not going to get into that though. And then using modern techniques like the Elman Banyan induction and the 8-word induction, and using covert testing and using convincing and having a swipe file of good scripts. Gosh, you gotta listen back to the podcast over the past few weeks on the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. Then we went into the key number 7 in the last episode, how to boost your effectiveness. I'm sorry, it was the one before last. How to boost the effectiveness of your direct suggestion by customizing scripts, by suggesting benefits that the clients want and have told you about. And then we did the how using repetition is important and how to use compounding and what it is and how it's often mistaken with repetition. And now we're up to key number 10, which is use post-hypnotic suggestion, kind of like notice the color red after you leave here, to compound suggestions given during the actual session.
You know what? As I was preparing for today's podcast, I was realizing that I kind of almost went halfway through that last time. So let me expand on that. Okay, so this idea is compounding. And we can take that even further. Whatever suggestions that you give the individual or insights that they receive if you do insight work during the session, you want to set triggers that can occur after the hypnosis session that will constantly reinforce it. For example, we talked about red, red, red. Every time you see the color red, it'll remind you that you stopped smoking. Or here's another way I like to do that. If I have someone that's coming in for improved self-esteem or feeling better about themselves, I'll say, from now on, whenever you see the color red, taillight, stoplight, the color of a car, clothing, it's going to be like a Valentine's Day card to yourself, reminding you of all the insights that you had today, that you are good, you are lovable, whatever it is, the suggestions we were given. That's right. And you go, every time you see the color red, it's going to do that. Did you like that, Celeste?
Yeah, I really like that. I just wrote that little note down. I'm going to try that one.
Beautiful. Here's another one. I like to use the switch. If I have someone that wants to change behavior, for example, stop smoking or stop snacking or stop biting their nails or something like that, I'll say, over the next few days, longer if you like, every time you see a light switch, an electric switch of any kind, or use a light switch or a switch of any kind, switching on your car, switching on the light, switching on the blender, the vacuum cleaner, it's going to remind you that today you switched. You are now fill in the blank, you see? And I can just repeat that over and over through repetition any number of times I want. I could use what Jerry Kine calls a direct drive technique, and I can just direct drive that in. Okay? And then when they leave the office and they run into those situations, there you go. It causes them to re-experience what was suggested, and then that compounds the suggestion.
That's perfect. I love that. A friend of mine uses doors that way. You know, when you walk through an open door, you're going to be walking into the new change in your life, into the new life, the new way that you're going to be. And anytime you see or you close a door, you're closing the door to the past that no longer affects you, the negative parts of your past. And so I think that's pretty cool too.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to write that one down too. See, I learned something today.
Saving these for our swipe file.
Yeah. Here's another one. Let's say you've got someone come for weight loss, and you can say, you know, from now on, it's very important you realize this to the deepest fiber of your being, that drinking at least 8 ounces of glasses of water a day is so important to you, and now it's going to become your secret weapon. Because anytime you start to feel hungry, you get that discomfort in your stomach that would in the past told you it's time to eat, and you know if that happens to you and you know you've already eaten what you intended to eat that day, all you got to do is have a glass of water and it will fade that feeling away, and you'll feel full and satisfied just as much as if you had had a snack. How's that, Celeste?
I love that, and may I add another one? You know, we were talking a little bit about Del Moral Hunter, or Del Hunter Moral. I can never remember how to say her name, but she has a wonderful script called Relax by the Water, and every time you encounter water, any type of water or kind of water, you're going to feel relaxed and at ease and peaceful and confident that you're able to make the changes, and it's just going to build your motivation. Anytime you see any kind of water at all, the relaxation, that feeling of relaxation is going to cause you just to be more peaceful, and it's going to last for at least 6 hours. Anytime you encounter water, be it water in a bathtub, toilet, toilet, faucet, a bottle of water. And so that's a really cool thing to throw in. I really like that one because most people do have some degree of stress causing them more problems with the issue that they come in to see you for or as part of that issue.
Exactly. And the whole idea of a swipe file is, you know, you don't always want to read every script word for word, but to use it for inspiration. And I went and got some of these books, and it is Del Hunter Morrill. And we've got those in stock at hypnosis.org. Just click on the good stuff hypnotists want, and we've got all of her stuff. And also, while I was doing it, someone said, hey, Cal, you should also talk about your book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, by me, co-authored with Jerry Kine. You hear me talk about Jerry all the time. And there's all these 10 keys that we've been talking about are covered to some degree and to some degree farther than we have in the podcast in this book. You can get it through Amazon.com, you can get it at the Banyan Hypnosis Mall.com, and of course, you can get it on hypnosis.org. And it's just a step-by-step how to prepare your client, how to do direct suggestion, and then also how to do age regression work. It really starts getting into the advanced stuff, and it's pretty easy to read. Have you read that, Celeste?
That was my gateway drug to Five Path. That was the first way that I learned about you, or that there was such a thing as Five Path. I first was, you know, spending some time going through several of Jerry Kine's videos and things, and I found out that he wrote a book, so I ordered that, and then I found out that you co-authored it, and from there I just went wild after reading that. Of like, whatever this man is teaching, I want some. And so then I went on to get your training. It's an excellent book, and if you ever thought that you might be interested in Five Path or any of the things that Cal teaches and you want to see for sure, read that book. It'll inspire you. Great stuff in there.
Thank you, and I had fun writing it. Hey, you know, I have 11 keys to this one.
What?
And I'm going to get into that one next week. I'm going to save that for our next episode. What I'd like to do, do you have any good questions for us? How much more time do we have? We've got like 10 minutes or something like that?
I'm not really sure. I hit the timer. I hit the start on it, but it's gone blank on me. But I think we have time to do this last question.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. This is a question about doing affect bridge with a client who burps and gets a headache instead of the usual feelings. And this question was written in by Victoria in Singapore. This client just had poor Victoria pulling her hair out. And she said, I'm seeing this client for anger and anxiety and stress in her relationships. And when doing affect bridge with her, her client began burping just nonstop. She said for 45 minutes and also reporting a headache. But Victoria said she got no actual feeling to come up. And she says, when I asked her to focus on the feeling that had everything to do with the headache and the burping and why she was here today, she said she didn't feel anything and started burping very seriously again. And in between all this, she said that she saw a little tear in the corner of her eye, and she encouraged her to release the feeling. However, it did not get more intense, and as such, there was no affect for the bridge for AR. And her question was about her detaching from her emotion. How do I bring it back? I guess she means, how does she bring the feeling up? With all the methods of encouraging and suggestion, she said she still didn't feel anything. Now, I've paraphrased her email or her post on the message board, but that's basically it.
Beautiful. Actually, I could probably do about 3 episodes just on that question alone. There's so much to say. First of all, in case you don't know what affect bridge age regression is, there's 3 main kinds of age regression that we use all the time as professional hypnotists, and one is affect bridge. Affect bridge, affect, for our purposes, just means emotion. So what you do is you bring the feeling up or the emotion and then follow it back to an earlier time that they felt that way. And then you keep doing that until you've covered the ISC. In a future episode, we're going to start a series, 10 Keys to Doing Age Regression Right or something like that, if we haven't already done it. We'll really get into that stuff. Then there's also cognitive bridge, where if they have a thought that's bugging them, like, or a belief that's inhibiting, like, I can't do this or I'm not good enough, then you could actually bridge back on the thought. And the other is symptom bridge. For example, someone might come in with some kind of physical symptom, like itchiness in the skin or headaches or something like that. And by the way, whenever you're working on something physical like that, we highly recommend, and in most places in the United States, it's required that you get a medical referral. Get them checked out by a doctor first. Make sure there's not some reasonable thing that the doctor can do to take care of it. But then once we get a hold of them, then what we can do is have them focus on that physical symptom, and we can follow it back. And here's an insider tip, trick, and technique. Once you get back to an earlier time when they felt that way, it typically works better if you can switch over to affect bridge, where you'll have the individual will say, and how does that make you feel? Or we want to uncover the feeling, the emotion associated with the problem, and follow that back, because the emotion probably pre-existed the time when the symptom started, and the time when it started is called the symptom producing event, but the ISC is where we're really going, which is called the initial sensitizing event. Really, typically, in most cases, occurs before the symptom ever happens. So that's why affect bridge or cognitive bridge should be switched over to. All right, so her problem was that she could not get the emotion there in order to do the regression. Can I just focus on that part for this episode?
I think that'd be a great idea. This is multifaceted. And like you said, we will be doing the 10 keys to age regression. So hang in there.
Okay, good. So here, I think I learned this one from Stephen Parkhill. And that is, if the client says, I can't feel anything. Okay, let me kind of set this up a little bit. You've got them in somnambulism, and you say, there's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today, or something like that. Or you might actually mention the problem. There's an emotion inside of you that just says, I've just got to have a cigarette. Or there's an emotion that you get whenever you think about going on an airplane, if they have fear of flying, that kind of thing. And then you go, as I count from 1 to 5 up, it rises within you. 1, coming up strong and powerful. 2, rising within you, filling you like a fountain. 3, coming up more and more. 4, 5, there it is, strong and powerful within you. And now as I count from 5 back to 1, we go back to an earlier time that you felt that way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And they go, I don't feel anything. Okay, here's the insider tip, trick, or technique. You say, good, focus on that, I don't feel anything, or I can't feel anything, or I can't feel that, whatever it is that they're saying, and then regress on that. That is kind of like a cognition, it's like a thought, a belief, I can't feel that. Good, and we start following that back until we can switch over to affect bridge. There's the fabulous five, we call it, the fab five. There's 5 questions we want to ask in any age regression situation. We want to find out what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, how old are you, and is it familiar or new? And so what we do is we'll switch over to the emotion as soon as we get them in that earlier situation. And we're going to find out what's happening. And let's say with the person that cannot feel, they will get them in a situation and will find out the event that caused them to clamp down on their feelings, you see? That moment when they clamped down. And then we can go just before that, and before they clamp down, voila, there's the feeling. And then we can ask them, is that feeling familiar or new? And of course, if it's familiar, we now have permission to suggest to go back to an earlier time that she felt that way. And I'm not going to do a whole course on age regression, but that's the trick. And here's another one. I took a look at that question on the 5-Path group, which is a group just for our grads. And she said that the person described it as a wall. She says, it's like there's a wall there. And then I would have done, I said, good, focus on that wall. Focus on that wall. I'm going to count from 5 back to 1. Go back to an earlier time when that wall was there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we go back there, we find out what's happening, what they're thinking, and what they're feeling. If they can't feel yet, and they say, I can't feel, good, focus on that, I can't feel. And we're gonna follow that back until we get to the event in which they clamp down on the feelings, and we find out what that feeling was that they clamped down on, and now we can do affect bridge all the way back to the ISC. How's that sound, Celeste?
Yeah, those things will work a whole lot of times. And like you said, there's so many things we could say about this question, so many things. I mean, she in the beginning said she's seeing the client for anger, anxiety, and stress in her relationship. So, you know, that's a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so, I,
sure.
You know, I guess I would ask her, you know, I might have asked her myself, what's kind of the causing you the most trouble? Is it just general stress, or is it anxiety, or is it anger? Just, you know, what do you think? And even if she was in hypnosis, this is something you could try. And then have her go to an earlier time when she felt, just, you know, not so long ago when she felt that feeling. Because most of the time when people are in a relationship issue, I mean, they've been having problems yesterday, last week, and the week before that. So you can go to one of the times that are recent that have everything to do with what she wants to get over, pick up the feeling there and start going back.
You know, that's an excellent suggestion. For example, let's say we have someone that has anger issues. You know, they're just getting too mad about stuff. We can just say in the hypnosis, I'm going to count from five back to one. We're going to go back to a recent time when you were just getting too mad. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom, there we are and we're rolling. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And that'll happen. That will really work a lot of times, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything else for me, Celeste, or is that it?
I think we should wrap up. And I think we did a very good job this week.
I do, too. And why don't you just wrap it up for us, then?
All right. I'm Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. My business is Family First Hypnosis. Visit me on the internet, familyfirsthypnosis.com. I'll see you next time on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett.
This is Cal Banyan. Remember, it's time to start making plans to go to the NGH convention. Go to NGH.net, www.ngh.net. You can find out who's speaking there. I'm not going to be doing my week of power this year, but I'm going to be doing a couple of workshops, one on weight loss. I'm going to be doing one on building your business, I think. And there's just a whole bunch of people doing all kinds of great workshops. And if you're a five-pather, it's almost mandatory because we have our annual class reunion there the night before at the restaurant. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you haven't gone to hypnosis.org already, go there. We got lots of good free stuff because we organize the world of hypnosis for you. And you can get your Excellent Hypnosis Website Award. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.